This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Let's talk about bicycle riders in the city of Klamath Falls. So we've built an incredibly intrusive bike lane on 9th Street and Oregon Avenue. We've also created bike lanes on El Dorado Avenue over the spring and summer, including so-called bump outs. You know, those annoying corners where the sidewalk just suddenly veers out into the street for no apparent reason? You know, I happened to be on El Dorado the other day when two bike riders, my SUV, and a waste management truck all arrived at one of those bump outs at the exact same time. Guess what? I lost out. The waste management truck, he roared on doing his business, and the bicycle riders were oblivious, so I was the one that had to stop because we all weren't going to fit through that gap at the same time. So we're encouraging bicycle riding, which I think is great. It's good for your health, and it's good for the environment, so I'm all for it, but only to a certain degree. It seems to me that with all these improvements for bicycle riders throughout the city, that quite a few simply think now that they can just do whatever they choose. And they appear to do just that. Case in point, I'm on Main Street the other day and had to stop at a red light. While I'm sitting there, a bicycle rider comes up alongside my vehicle and doesn't hesitate to ride right through the red light. No stopping, no looking, nothing. While I watched, another vehicle had to slam on its brakes to avoid colliding with the bike rider, who was just oblivious to the red light. Now, I could also talk about what they do at stop signs, but, well, we've all seen what riders do there. What stop sign? Last week, I was driving down 9th Street and was acutely aware of the new bicycle lane. After all, you'd have to be fairly blind to miss it. And I went to turn on High Street, checking my mirror to make sure there were no bicycles using the lane. Turned on my turn indicator, and started to turn. Well, sweeping out of a driveway at probably Mach 12 came a bike rider who I just about ran over. Did he pay attention to my turn indicator? No. Did he use any caution or common sense approaching the intersection at high speed? No. What he did do was fly his middle finger in my direction after I slammed on the brakes to avoid running over him. Isn't that splendid? And I've also endured the bike rider who rides down the middle of the lane rather than the side of the road at, 10 miles an hour, with multiple vehicles backed up behind him because he was riding a bicycle. Hey, come on. So in conclusion, I'm all for those that ride bicycles. However, I do believe that they need to pay attention to traffic laws just like those of us who drive vehicles. Believe me, it will enhance the length of their lives. This is Bob Wynn with both eyes on the rearview mirror, and that's The View From Here.